No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that is me, along with Captain Dennis. We are your crew for Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. And finally, back in the studio here after 3 weeks of air venture, just coverage, play-by-play. There was so much. We had to spread it out over three broadcasts of the big show. But we're finally back home. And now it's time to serve up some leftovers, I guess. Is that the deal, Dennis? What do you think?
I don't want to call it leftovers. Let's call it dessert. Because there was a lot of things that we saw after we wrapped the three shows on the grounds. And there was still just so much. And every time you turned around, it was more people, more things to do and see. There's only so much we can, you know, capture right there.
So true. And one of the things that happens at AirVenture, in an event like this, it's so massive. You're talking 750,000 people, is everybody loves planes. They're aviation enthusiasts. And it's a way to bring the community together and network. And that's what you did at the top of the Hilton when we had a little dinner engagement there at AirVenture. And you met this lady named Audrey?
Aubrey.
Okay, Aubrey, welcome to Just Plain Radio. And first off, I should apologize, not just for myself and getting your name wrong, but Dennis. Because you interfaced with him at AirVenture. And you're still willing to talk to us now. So it didn't totally go south.
Well, no, to be fair, she came up to me.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh,
I did. Yeah. Your orange shirt. I was like, I got to talk to this guy. He's got to be interesting with this neon orange shirt on.
Or just a geek.
Yeah, just so Greg can't lose me.
Yeah, that's true. It's hard to lose him in a room. But yeah, so it was his attire that drew you to Dennis. Like, who is this wacky guy wearing these weird clothes? And I got to talk to this. And then you just sparked up a conversation. And what happened, Dennis?
Well, just got to talking. Of course, she's a private pilot. And she's not far away from us. She's over at FIT on the East Coast near Melbourne. So, you know, local pilot. So, hey, you know, come on over.
So you were at AirVenture doing what exactly, Aubrey?
So I was actually with GlobalAir.com. I'm interning there this summer and we're running a booth and I got the opportunity to go to this party and I was like, heard it's a cool spot and it was actually breathtaking. We got to see some great planes approach, taking off, some taxiing in. So I was there with them and it was an awesome time.
Well, yeah, the fact that you got into that party means you know how to schmooze with the best of them because we've been doing this a few years and it took us a while to get into this clique, but we were there. Yeah, it is quite a view from the top of that hotel overlooking the airfield, isn't it?
For sure. I was taking videos. I couldn't take my eyes off of it. I haven't seen anything quite like it. And it was hard to even understand how big Oshkosh is until you're there. And looking over it from that hotel is like, wow. Right. I mean, this is just a percentage of it. And it's awesome. It's a really cool spot.
But then Dennis
just looking over the North 40 campsite there. It wasn't even the air show grounds.
No.
That was just camping.
Right. But then Dennis's bright orange shirt distracted you, and you're like, hey, get out of my picture. Is that what
happened? Yeah, he was in my video, and just ruined the video, and I was like, I got to talk to this guy. Know. Maybe I can tag him or something, you know, got to make it worth my time.
Okay. So, obviously, after you started chatting with him, you were let down on many levels, I'm sure, but you sparked up a conversation. What did you learn about Dennis? Is this a new connection that might help you in your aviation career, or what do you think?
I mean, for sure. Whenever I'm talking to someone, though, I feel like it's for people my age, they want to get something out of when they're talking to someone. For me, it's more about learning more. All these pilots have such incredible stories and, you know, they're kind of test dummies, if you will, into your own career. So,
well, dumb emphasis on dummies.
Dummy, yes.
No emphasis on dummies. But, you know, I saw this guy and I was like, I want to learn as much as I can from anybody at Oshkosh. And so when I saw his bright orange shirt and his Just Plain Radio logo on there, I was like, I want to hear what he's doing. So that was kind of my approach to it. And anytime talking to anyone at these events or Oshkosh, it's just like what have they done? What kind of experiences they have? And do they have any cool pictures or anything?
Well, that's
always
what,
my go-to.
I love your attitude. Obviously, you're out there to network. Like I said, that's one of the things they do at AirVenture. So I don't even know how old you are, but you look a little on the young side. Do you care to even say where you are in your aviation career?
I just turned 20.
Okay. Excellent. So was that your
first?
So
that's almost as long as you've been a student pilot.
Quiet. Right? Is that, I mean, was that your first air venture or have you been to a few before already?
No, I wish it could have been like my sixth. Like I've talked to all these kids who are probably 12 years old and they're like, this is my 12th. And I'm like, you guys are way ahead of me, but no, it's my first one.
Yeah. But you were thoroughly impressed, even though you ended up having to chat with Dennis.
Thoroughly impressed. He made it better. I mean, he was the last guy I talked to at the party. And yeah, I wouldn't underestimate him. He was fun to talk to and easy talker.
Well, you just don't know him that well yet. That's all.
Maybe but, if you got to talk a little bit longer. Yep.
Well, cool. So obviously you had a fun time out there in Oshkosh. So what do you do back here, you know, at home? I mean, what are you training to be? A pilot for a commercial airliner or what exactly?
So, you know, every kind of year I'm going to be a junior this fall. It's been kind of figuring out what I want to do. I know I want to be an airplane, being a professional pilot, but, you know, there's so many different courses you can take in aviation. So at school, I started and so I founded and I'm the president of the Florida Tech Business Aviation Association,
wow,
which basically specializes in getting students into corporate aviation, business aviation, just trying to get students to kind of know more routes, because as everyone knows, especially CFIs and students, the routes to the airlines, it's pretty clogged right now. So I've really, really enjoyed kind of learning more about corporate aviation, business aviation, even, you know, general aviation. You know, those GA aircrafts out there, all those owners are like loyal to their aircraft and they just love it so much. And I think that's the most incredible thing about aviation. But along from just flying and doing schoolwork, I work with that club. I'm also an ambassador at the Melbourne Orlando International Airport. I just love to be around airplanes and I love to give tours and I love to share my passion and just, you know, meet new people and see what they have to say. So that's a little bit of what I do. I'm definitely very involved on campus, very involved in aviation. And, you know, when I met someone from Florida who was involved in that, I was like, I got to keep on talking to them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously you're on an interesting track to just make old farts like me look extremely worthless. But I mean that in the ultimate compliment. Way to present it, but that's awesome. That is so cool. 20 years old, you got all this stuff already done. I mean, what are you flying right now? Are you already have your own plane and you're a pilot doing this kind of stuff or renting stuff or what are you doing?
No, I wish I could say I have my own plane. Maybe I can convince someone to do a fractional ownership with me or something, but just flying a Piper Warrior right now. I flew that for my private. Now I'm about to start instrument in the fall. Going to be working on a Piper Archer.
Wow.
I'm also a Piper brand ambassador, just started that. So absolutely love the Piper brand. It was just the first aircraft that, you know, I don't think anyone forgets the first aircraft they soloed in. Or since you said you've had your student pilot's license for so long, have you soloed yet too?
Oh, yeah. I got
there
the torn
go.
Shirt and everything. I've accomplished
a
little.
He was hating on you as if you've only flown with an instructor. But no, I mean, no one forgets the first aircraft they kind of learned to fly in. So
right.
I have flown an Icon A5. That is probably the coolest aircraft I've been in.
Wow.
I run the social media for Aero Capital Exchange in Tampa, Florida, brokerage company. And the most incredible people, I saw their plane on the ramp and I was like, I want to see this thing fly.
Wow.
And so I was lucky enough, he invited me up. And the first aircraft I was ever in was in Vancouver, Canada. It was an Otter on floats. And so I have a special love for float planes. So
Aubrey, you're 20 years old. You got nothing going on. I don't get it. I mean, it's like, she's like the totally antithesis of everything we hear about these kids today, Dennis. You know what I'm saying? I thought we were going to have a slacker to kick off the show today.
And
we
got her take her phone out the entire time.
I know. Wow. I mean, she's taking over the world.
Was in the way. Yeah.
Yeah. See, we just got to be more annoying to more of the youth. And maybe we'll have a future.
Oh, I do plenty of that.
All right. We'll talk more with Aubrey next on Just Plane Radio. Stay close.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the aviation world? Well, look no further than Just Plain Radio. Just like you, thousands of aviation enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to justplainradio.com, send us an email, and let us get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Need an escape from reality for a while? Your favorite scuba action star, Mike Scott, is back in an all-new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From the brilliant mind of author Eric Douglas comes the thriller that started it all. Listen as Mike unravels the death of a girl, the protest of new development, and the systemic destruction of coral reefs, all against the stunning backdrop of Grand Cayman Island. This one's got it all. Submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface. When he was ready and completely relaxed, he wrapped his arms through the straps of the sea cushion and gently slid into the water.
Dive back into adventure with Cayman Cowboys. Also available, Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish. Download all 5 audiobooks now at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, or audible.com.